Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
50-minute mark on the Fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. 80 degrees right now at Oakmont. Rain in the forecast beginning tomorrow morning, which could affect the amount of golf that gets in and how the rest of the tournament plays out, including Father's Day where there's rain in the mix. That is Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Speaking of Oakmont, we're at the other Oakmont institution, and that is Oakmont Bakery. Several listeners have come by to say hello, including Mr. Old School, who was just here. Another guy, Tony.
Tony
said,
just came
I hate
up.
I don't like sweets, but I'm wearing a shirt that says Peeps, and I'm talking to you with a pastry in my hand.
He had a pastry in his hand, though, for his wife because he wanted to come by and see us, and so figured he better get something for his sweets-loving wife. That is smart. That's smart husband move right there.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
Now, a lot of my predictions go wrong.
I have a bad feeling. I think
Tony's getting lucky tonight.
I knew you were going to say that.
I think it's happening for my man, Tone.
Are you becoming too one-note, though, with those predictions? I could see that one coming a mile away. You were as subtle as a semi-truck.
Intern Dom continues to propel past rock bottom. He said Pomp is there. He's in that rung of hell below Lucifer that Zangrilli was talking about after the Pirates lost that game.
The one Dante wrote about.
No Rebecca Black there.
Yeah, bad job.
Well, Mike. Hold on. Because I was going to bring this up during the break, but since you brought it up now, I tried looking everywhere that we look for audio here, and it is nowhere to be found.
Impossible, because it's literally played every Friday on the show in the summer.
I'm just telling you, I looked in everybody's...
So who are you blaming for that? The technical people at the station, our engineers and stuff, are like deleting, going like surreptitiously into our system because they're sick of that song and getting rid of it, so there was no way for you to play it? That's what you're doing?
I think there are situations where there's no one to blame.
You of all people are saying that?
Yeah.
Just stuff randomly happens, and hey, throw your hands up, can't do anything about it.
See, Chris gets it.
No, I'm being facetious. That's a ridiculous thing for you to think. You are the ultimate blame game man.
You've had all show, if you didn't see it, to say, wait a minute, I don't see Friday in here by Rebecca Black. The guys demand it when we get to 4:45. Let me figure out a way to get it. Let me contact people like Donnie to see where it is.
How about
it's on you.
How about I reach out to Rebecca Black personally and have her come in here and record it for you for the next break?
Oh, now he's going sarcasm.
Yeah, it's not even clever or funny.
Charming. Interesting.
All right. Pirates are, once again, not giving Paul Skeens any help. He's going to take another no decision home. When that game ends, we'll react to it. Instead, as we also wait for a Jeff Hathorn update from Oakmont, this Antonio Brown story. I was getting Stella ready for bed and stuff, and actually, no, that's a lie. What am I talking about? I got home late last night because I hung out here until like 8:30. So I get home, and I'm getting caught up on things I missed while I was covering golf, and I see that there's a warrant out for Antonio Brown's arrest charged for attempted murder down in Miami. Yeah. Now, the story, like the incident, I should say, happened a long time ago. There's even a video on X that's gone viral for a while of clearly Antonio Brown running out of a parking garage, and you see a firearm in his hand, a pistol, and then like the person shooting the video loses track of him because Antonio Brown is running out of the garage, and this person filming is still in, and you hear gunshots that happen. You don't, I mean, at that point, you don't know whose gun it is, but you saw Antonio Brown with a gun, and he gets charged for attempted murder. Brown's Twitter account, and I think most people now know this, I believe he sold it to a bunch of kids who run it and put things out there and pretend to be Antonio Brown. I don't know how much they're in cahoots with each other, but when you see a tweet from AB, it's not AB sitting somewhere coming up with that thought himself.
No.
Okay?
Well, and none of the tweets are really written. You could remember when he used to write his own tweets, they had a very obvious tone to them that these don't.
They were sometimes impossible to comprehend, I think is what you're saying. Right?
Yes. These are clearly written by snarky people trying to make jokes.
That account put something out as a defense here that said the night that this happened, he was jumped. He was mugged, and these guys tried to steal his jewelry, and that's why he was seen on video with a gun looking for them. So this happened on Wednesday. To the best of my knowledge, still, he has not turned himself into authorities.
Well,
they're looking for him.
We know he's really fond of turning himself in when they ask him to. His just a total spiral. Like I say this not trying to excuse any of his behavior, because none of it deserves to be excused, but just at no point in that guy's life in the last, 8 to 10 years? 8 years, let's say, about back to 2018. Has anyone ever seemingly stepped in and be like, what are you doing, man? Like, I hate to do the old caller Todd bit, but like, hey, what are you doing here? Like, it's just been a complete spiral and an embarrassing one and a pathetic one, really.
But he had, I think, had a little bit of a glow-up and a renaissance in large part because of the popularity of the Twitter account. Because Donnie said this to us when the Steelers played the Raiders in Vegas. Donnie was there for the game, and there was a meet and greet with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. And he said there were thousands of Steelers fans there that were so eager to meet AB, and it was like all was forgiven. Like all of the bad blood, the way that he left the team, the incidents, the things he said about like Roethlisberger and the Rooneys and things like that, you would have thought it never happened with the way that Steelers fans who were there for that game reacted to seeing him. And then, like, I understand, like, it's a captive audience. They're there because they're supportive of the person. But when he came here and spoke for Trump, he got an enormous pop.
Well, I would think that's the political pop, though. People say, oh, yeah, okay, he likes the guy I like.
True, but it's like, again, the point being he comes back to Pittsburgh and he's not in enemy territory, so to speak. Like, I really felt like when his Steelers career ended, he went to the Raiders, he said all those things and did all those things. He was persona non grata for a period of time with Steelers fans. And, like, even when you and I, in the last, like, year or two, have talked about him as a football player and his legacy as a Steelers player, originally when you would say things or I would say things like, hey, this guy might be the greatest wide receiver in team history, there was a lot of shut the F up. Like, he can't be because of what a jerk he was here. But I feel like whenever we would say those things lately, it was, yeah, you're right. Like, the opinion of him, I think, had absolutely changed.
Yeah, but he's proven, if nothing else, that you can count on him to take any kind of goodwill he might have or any situation that might reflect positively and eventually flush it all down the toilet. And I observe him post-football career and find it more sad than anything. A lot of kids... horrible example being set. I have no idea if these attempted murder charges are legitimate in the sense that he actually did try to do something. Usually you don't bring charges unless you have you have to have probable cause. Just the entire arc of his life seems like it is headed in an extraordinarily bad direction. It's already most of the way down the road to that. And I would think this is the most serious thing he's actually been accused of.
So there was the sexual assault allegation when he was with the Patriots, and that's why they cut him.
Correct.
But that went away because the Bucs signed him, and then he went there and won a Super Bowl and wore out his welcome there and didn't do anything.
There was
like
jumping off the, you know, hop skipping off the field
out
of the NFL.
There was no good. There was no legal transgression, but there was like him quitting in a game and running off the field, with, which is still one of the most like
surreal things you could ever envision happening.
Like
is what you're saying,
like iconic images in NFL history. You have Y.A. Tittle in Pittsburgh, like on his knees with blood pouring from his forehead. And you have Antonio Brown shirtless, like giving people the peace sign and waving goodbye as
like
he left the game.
Pirouetting off the field in the Meadowlands. And now, I mean, this is just, it's more bad stuff for the guy. How has he not run out of money?
Well, he declared bankruptcy not that long ago either. We talked about that he had mismanaged his money. I don't know, though. The bankruptcy thing's weird. I hate to, like, I'm not going to try to be amateur.
That doesn't mean that you have no money left.
Right. I'm not going to be amateur accountant here. But
it's not the same as just he's got $0 in his bank account.
Exactly.
Kind of deal.
So
that's like about liabilities
I don't know if he's
and
broke.
Assets and all that. It's still just, I don't know, man. When you read, I guess when I see these stories, it's certainly not like I have sympathy for him, the person himself here. He's made all these choices.
Yep.
It's just kind of, you greet it with a sort of a bummed out eye roll that he just cannot and seems to have no desire to get his life in order and together off the field. Because there are theoretically a lot of people counting on him, for lack of a better term. He's got a lot of kids, man.
He does.
And again, what kind of an example would at that point be set for them?
And you say that, like, as far as like where he came from and what he became, that's an amazing example. He was basically living on people's couches, like a nomadic teenage existence where he did not have, like, real parental guidance or really any like great adult supervision in his life whatsoever.
Yep.
And he worked himself without, like, let's face it, he did not have George Pickens' God-given gifts to play wide receiver.
No, he worked himself into being an all-time NFL great. And I would think that the focus and I do remember hearing people who were around him before the big first contract he got, who said, like, seemingly pretty normal, humble guy, like, I know Ryan Clark has said many times he had a bad feeling as soon as he got paid there was going to be repercussions or a change.
Yeah.
And Ryan was right. And I had heard people like say more nice things. I mean, remember he was always super polite to Colony when Colony would go in that locker room.
I was at an event for with the station a month or two ago, and somebody who's had a lot of dealings with former Steelers players and current Steelers players was asked a question by someone in the audience. Who have you had, like, the best personal dealings with, like, best interactions with among Steelers players? And the individual who has all this, like, business relationships with Steelers players and stuff actually said AB, which blew everybody's mind.
Well, which is
because all we've heard are negative things, like,
people.
Exactly.
He doesn't pay his bills. If you're his chef, guess what? You're not getting paid. He thinks being AB's chef is good enough. I guess the point I wanted to get to here is it bums me out on a human level. I mean, we're both parents. There's a ton of parents living or, you know, listening to this show right now. He displayed so many characteristics that are admirable to get to where he got as an NFL player, right? Like the determination, the focus, the desire, all that stuff that he channeled in a very healthy way. He had a very rough, and it's not his fault, upbringing. And you would hope that he could channel all of that into breaking that cycle for his kids, and it hasn't happened. And that, like, bums me out as an adult. Right, as an observer. Like, take the sports talk hat off. I've given my sports talk opinion. I think he's the best player I've ever seen play for the Steelers relative to his position.
Mm-hmm.
It's like him and Fanica for me, and then Troy. And then Ben. That's like your Mount
Where's
Rushmore.
Watt?
Not, he doesn't crack it.
Wow.
Actually, Woodson might be up there. I might have to remove Ben, which is just going to make people mad all over again. Either way, I am saddened to see that this just is continuing to spiral for him. And then you wonder about the ramifications for everybody.
You know what,
around
though?
Him.
But
spirals because of his own bad decisions.
I know, but I feel like this is either like a 6-month cycle or like an annual thing where at some point we get confronted with or faced with some kind of like heinous allegation or charge against Antonio Brown.
Away.
And we like give different versions of like what we're saying right now.
Yeah.
And you say or I say like, this guy's life is, like, unraveling, And then he somehow...
It disappears. You're right.
He goes right back to being like the social media personality that he is now. And then something happens again a year from now and we revisit all this. Like that.
You're right about that.
The murder charge is by far attempted murder. No one died. Attempted murder is like the like
the one
most
that could
serious
stick, potentially,
one.
Yeah.
That's been levied against him, but at the same time, like these like close calls for him keep happening. And I would just say in that instance, like you'd think when you were maybe like close to getting in like really, really, really big trouble that it would curb behavior, but
when you keep getting away
does.
With it, though, like you're yeah. describing, when you keep kind of having it go away, it doesn't curb anything. That's the problem.
We're going to be joined by Jeff Hathorn in a couple minutes. He is live up at Oakmont, where the U.S. Open is.
The course is winning,
looking
by the
like
way.
A U.S. Open,
the
right?
The course is winning big time. There are a total of five players better than par right now. And
this is what you want out of a U.S.
Yeah,
Open at Oakmont.
Well, this is what it should be at any U.S. Open, but Oakmont does it the best. There's only two guys in the barn right now, 36 holes done, under par. Victor Hovland's at 1-under. Sam Burns has the round of the tournament so far at 5-under. He's 3 for the entire 36 holes. Spahn has continued to just hang in there, man, and he is even on the day. Tristan Lawrence has gone very bad.
He got as low as 6-under, and now he's back to 3-under, and he's still not even done with his first 9 holes.
He apparently was aiming like 60 yards left, I think it was, on 17 or
yep.
something, trying to hit this huge slice in.
If you had to guess,
and did not hit a big enough slice.
If you had to guess the betting favorite right now to win the U.S. Open, who do you think it is?
The betting favorite?
Yep.
Probably Burns.
It is, plus 360.
I would say Burns, Spahn, Hovland would be the top three.
That is right. Have you seen this?
No, I'm on Data Golf, and that's their three.
Okay.
Scheffler is still 6th on the odds. Ben Griffin lingering around.
They have Scheffler, the odds makers have Scheffler 4th. Burns plus 360, Spahn 4-1, Hovland 6-1, Scheffler 9-1. Scheffler's 8 strokes back.
Yeah. Listen,
that's a long way to go and a lot of people to jump over, and I know he's the best golfer in the world.
He's got to start hitting the ball better. Like, he did not hit the ball well enough today. They were talking about it on the radio, like on the feed you can get in your ear if you're out there. You hook the thing to your ear and have the radio feed so you can follow all the other action while you're walking. And they just said he's going to be on the practice tee after this round because of the way he hit the ball, because that's what makes him different. He's very good off the tee. He's all-time good on the irons,
I think,
and he hasn't hit it.
So I think they can go one or two ways then. We'll talk to Jeff in a few minutes. Okay, so it's obviously not a good thing that you're not
hitting close the ball to the hole. But if you are...
Well, but I'm saying he shot 71.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If he starts hitting it the way he's used to hitting it, this could be scary.
Right. Like, that's like a starting pitcher who doesn't have his stuff. It's like Paul Skenes went out there and got through, like, 6 innings and gave up 2 runs, and he came out afterwards and said, I didn't have my fastball or I didn't have my splinker
well,
or whatever.
In Skenes' case, he'd be down 2-0 in that situation.
Yeah. But you know what I mean?
No, like, yeah. And then in this case, he gets to go right back out the next day and snap his fingers.
Given how
over.
Hard Oakmont is, a lot of guys that had what you're talking about wouldn't have shot 71. They would have shot 78.
Oh, no. He played like an all-time, like, grinded-out round to get to 71. Like, I'm stunned that he played, that he scored as well as he did with how poorly he hit the ball. The opposite side of that equation, right now, Rory McIlroy's outside the cut line again, Pony.
Man.
He's plus 4 on today's round. He's through 11 holes as I see it right now. That means he's plus 8 for the tournament.
And I don't think he made the cut the last time it was here.
He did not. There's something going on with him.
Because I remember Cook writing a scathing column, like, here comes a boring U.S. Open without Rory McIlroy around for the weekend. Something along those lines when we were still doing a show together.
How did the column start, you think? Ben Roethlisberger's one heck of a golfer, and he loves Rory McIlroy. So do I, but he's not going to be like...
Yeah.
Would he have start? I mean, would it have been beyond him to start a column about the U.S. Open with Ben in the first sentence?
I mean, Ben was a golf aficionado. His oldest son's like a big-time golfer,
his
right?
Son, yeah, his son's like, I think, 12, maybe his oldest child, and he's big on like those junior tours. I've heard... I mean... He's definitely a good player, and Ben is absolutely. I've seen this up
close. I'd be shocked if he's not there this weekend.
At Oakmont?
Yeah.
I would imagine he's there.
Obviously in a very like hoity-toity area of the golf course.
I would think. But I know he's like a very much like a sicko golf dad, and not in an unhealthy way. Like, I know he just is a very avid player, so he likes to follow what his son's doing.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, Jeff live from the course. Next, Ken. Scottie Scheffler come back from being 8 down. Can Bryson DeChambeau get hot? What the heck is J.J. Spahn doing atop the leaderboard? All that coming up with another Oakmont update.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.